If you'll bow your head. Father, we come before you, and we know that there were no accidents with you. And many times we don't understand because we're trying to comprehend with our minds, which is not to be left out, but the most important is to comprehend with our spirit. So would you open our spiritual eyes and our spiritual ears that we may perceive what your spirit is speaking to us this night, in Jesus' name. I want you to come with me to Acts chapter 19. And I'd like to lay at rest a question that may arise because of baptism. Verse 1, while Apollos was in Corinth, Paul took the road through the interior and arrived at Ephesus. There he found some disciples and asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" And they answered, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." Well, I can tell you truthfully, for many years in my life that I was part of a church, we said, in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. And you might think this is a little bit funny, but my little cousin, who had moved to the United States from Canada, along with his father, was about 8 years old, and all he could speak to my biological father, who I also called my grandfather, was French, because he had moved to Maine, and now, of course, as far as my grandfather was concerned, he was a heathen, because if you moved out of Canada and you moved from the Roman Church, you were going to go into that heathen nation, and it was just bad, bad, bad. So they went to visit the grandparents, and he said, "Well, let's see if you're a good Catholic little boy." He asked them all these questions in French, of course. And the little boy said, "Of course," he says. So he says, "How do you work this out?" Well, he says, "Show me when you cross yourself, what do you say?" And so he's repeating himself, but he's learned it in English. So he says it in French from translation, that the best he could. So he says, "In the name of the Father," which he says, "Au nom du Père," which, you know, in the name of the Father. He says, "That's the Father of everybody." And so then he put his hands on his stomach and he said, "The Son." Well, he says, "You know, the Son that's born." He said, "Christmas, Christmas." He explained all that. And he says, "The Holy," well, he says, "That must be a Holy Goat." So you can understand that everybody in the whole house cracked up, because this was holiday season. And but I never forgot it, because a few years down the road we had a pastor, and he had invited a guest, and he came and preached on the part of God that was hidden, or the forgotten God, which was the Holy Spirit. So my first initiation to the Holy Spirit, instead of a holy goat, was when this man came and taught us about the hidden God, or the one that's forgotten. Notice again, the Ephesians didn't know about him. They had never heard. So there is an awakening happening now. And I believe the church is going to recognize who the Holy Spirit is, because he wants to manifest. He wants to manifest in all of us, not just by sitting there taking in information. And a preacher up front here crying out to make you guys wake up. That's not the story that he wants. The story that he wants is to receive him and then to give out his fruit to all that you meet. So he goes on, the answer, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." So Paul asked, Then what baptism did you receive? John's baptism, they replied. Paul said John's baptism was a baptism of repentance, which was changing your mind. He told the people to believe in the one coming after him, that is, in Jesus. And on hearing this, they were baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. You say, now what does that have to do with apples? Well, when we baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the Son's name has never been anything other than Jesus. So if anyone tries to prod you that you were not baptized correctly, I guarantee you that when your name is mentioned as the daughter of so-and-so, they know your name is going to be whatever it is, because you have one Father. Amen? The Heavenly Father has not changed his name. He's still Jehovah. And he has many other names, but his Son is still Jesus. It's not something else. Okay? So that may help to alleviate pressure if you've been pressured in any way on this subject. So on hearing this, they were baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul placed his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke tongues and prophesied. Ooh. So Daniel, are you ready? Prophecies next? Yeah, I'm looking at you. There were about 12 men in all, and Paul entered the synagogue and spoke boldly there for 3 months, arguing persuasively about the kingdom of God, but some of them became obstinate. They refused to believe and publicly maligned the way. So Paul left them, he took the disciples with him, and had discussions daily in the lecture halls of Tyrannus. This went on for 2 years. I want to kind of stop there, because what I'm trying to give you an understanding of is it takes time. It takes time to understand what the Word of God is going to do and what His intention is by His Spirit. And a lot of times people get a little anxious. Well, I want to be like so-and-so, and I want to be like this one, and I want to... That's wonderful. Get jealous about all the gifts that everybody has. I want you to be jealous of every one of them. Because if you're jealous, that means there's a hunger. And the Holy Ghost is going to come, and He's going to invade you. He's going to hurdle you with all these things. But, you know, being jealous about it is wonderful. You want everything that the neighbors have? Wonderful. Don't stop. As long as it's godly, I want it. Don't settle. Oh, I got Holy Ghost. I'm all set. Leave me alone. That's silly. All the gifts are available. They all came with one package. He didn't say, I'm going to give all these diverse gifts, which He does. He operates them the way He wants, but He doesn't want you to quit just because you got two. That's silly. Go for the package. Go and get yourself to a place where you can say, Lord, I want to prophesy through You. I want to give out words of knowledge. I want to have visions. I want to see in the realm of the Spirit. I want to hear in the realm of the Spirit. I'm nosy. I want to smell the enemy, and I want to smell Your presence. Get all those faculties in you. I remember, it happened the other day. I'm quiet, I'm totally alone, and I'm remembering something that happened to me, probably 18, 15 years ago. It was on a Wednesday night, and we had a church service on a Wednesday night, and I happened to be working late that night. I had appointments, etc., and I came into church late. Because whatever was going on, my office was downstairs, so I kind of sneaked in the back, and I did like Carrie there. I sat maybe second row and tried to hide because I didn't want anybody to know that I had come in late. But it's pretty hard because they're kind of staring at you. So I sat down, and they had been worshiping, and they were singing to the Lord, and so on and so forth, and all of a sudden I looked up. And all I could see was the pastor. I could see his head, a part of his chest, his arms, and nothing else. Everything else was all fog. Heavy, heavy fog. So I took my glasses off and still fog. So now I'm trying to wipe my glasses, trying to figure out what it is. But I had forgotten. I had asked the Lord, I wanted to see, because somebody had said, the Shekinah glory was here last week. Well, Shekinah glory, what's that? I didn't know, but I got jealous. Do you hear me? I was jealous. I wanted it, because it was one of the manifestations of the Lord. And I wanted to see. Well, now it's happening to me. He's answering my prayer, and I'm not able to understand what's going on. I am totally out of the box. I'm not catching on. Because I'm blaming my vision, number one. There's something wrong with my eyes, number two. You see, the accuser doesn't come and accuse you when you're just in your car, or in your home, or in a movie theater. He'll come to church. He really will. He'll try to cancel whatever you're jealous of and whatever you want. He'll try to cancel it all so you get nothing. And you walk out kind of dumbfounded and say, church was as usual. Well, church is not supposed to be as usual. It's supposed to be as the Lord leads, as His Holy Spirit works. So God did extraordinary, verse 11, miracles through Paul, so that even handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched him were taken to the sick, and their illnesses were cured, and the evil spirits left them. Well, now that's good news. Oh, come on. Tell your neighbor, hey, it's good news when the enemy leaves. And he leaves me alone. With Jesus. I can get happy with him. Amen? And amen. So you see, it's not all about what you've done for him. It's what he's done for you. And what he constantly will do for you as you focus for more of him. And get jealous. You see, I thought jealousy was a bad thing. Well, yes, there's that side. But Holy Ghost jealousy is a gift. It's a gift, and you should never settle for what you got and think, well, that's all there is. Tell your neighbor, get jealous for the things of God. And the more you got, the more you'll want. And the more you want, the more you'll give. Because he's not stingy. Get ready for miracles. Extraordinary miracles. Not just through Paul. Not just through handkerchiefs. Well, it's true, is it? Does it have to be a hanky? I mean, I got a few of those, but I don't think it's wise to hand them out. But you understand where I'm coming from. Some people limit God. Okay? Don't limit him. I mean, just because he used handkerchiefs, do we still have to use hankies? We can use a towel. Whatever he tells you to do, obey. Obey. How many of you have heard strange directions from the Holy Spirit at some time? Okay. I'm going to share one with you because it was an out-of-the-box experience. We were during one of the feasts. I don't remember if it was Passover or Tabernacles. And we were getting together every single morning. And one lady had received instructions that she would do something special for every breakfast, and she would bake hot bread for the feast. And we lived in the church for the whole week. Okay, 7 days. And this one morning, she comes out with this tray, and of course, I never knew anything except when the tray landed. So she's got this incredible tray, and the bread, the steam is coming out of it. It's just popped out of the oven. It's beautiful. She says, but I've got something strange today. I said, well, what's strange about you is that I never know what you're going to do. So she says, well, I listened to the Lord, and she would. She would get up at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning and do whatever the Lord told her to do, and she would obey. But she says, the Lord said that you're not to use a regular cup. You're to use a bowl. Okay? And she had fresh grapes in the bowl. I said, oh my God. Because my traditional mind, how many have a traditional mind? You got to go with what they did before. Okay? Mm-hmm. So she had this bowl, and they're beautiful, beautiful red grapes. So I said, Lord, what in the world do you want me to do with this? And the Lord said, just take a knife and just cut off the little top. You know where the stem is? Just cut it off. So I did. We did that, and we put them in a bowl. And we took communion, and the accuser was on my case from the minute that I started to cut off the tops. And he didn't leave me alone for weeks. I mean weeks. You know, this was sacrilegious, this wasn't God, this wasn't this. I mean, he bugged me to no end. We're at a conference down in West Haven, Connecticut. I'll never forget it. And the pastor gets up there and he says, well, we had, my wife and I, a very exciting time because we went to this Christian couple that lives a few blocks from where they live. And he said, we had an incredible encounter with the Lord with a new way of taking communion. He said, I don't even know if I should share this, but I keep getting pressed that I got to speak it. So I'm listening, and my ears are getting a little perky because he said, unusual way. He said, yeah, he says, the lady of the house brought out a nice bread, and she says, we broke it together, and then she took out a bowl of grapes. And he said, what I didn't understand is that God was using the original cup. And I woke up. They had done the exact same thing. Basically in the same time period we had done it. Breaking some traditions. Now how many know you can't break that particular cup? Because it was designed by God. So, you know, don't take your traditional mind that it has to be a gold or wood or plastic cup. Whatever you have. You know, I've taken communion with water. I've taken it with grape juice. One time I didn't have anything but orange juice. And I said, Lord, it's orange, but I don't care. Okay? You know what? It was okay. So, don't limit God. Do not limit Him. Listen to Him. Believe. Believe what He says to do. And when you do it, you will find that the miracles will happen. Amen. And young people, get creative. Ask Him, what do you want to do with me? What do you want to do with all those that are around me? Don't wait till you're 90. You know, Abraham waited till he was 100 to have a baby. It's not a good idea. Okay? Be aggressive for the things of God. Get hungry for His Word. Study what He tells you to do. Do it to the best of your ability. He will honor you. I believe if you study the rest of this chapter, you'll see that there's a lot of persecution involved. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm trying to give you understanding that there are miracles that are being prepared by the same Holy Spirit. I believe that there's new levels of healing for all kinds of sick people. Illnesses will be cured. Evil spirits will leave. They can't handle Jesus. They can't handle Him. Every time He's around, they have to flee. So all you got to do is stick close to Him. Would you bow your heads, please? Father, I gave Him what you showed me. And now I'm expecting your Spirit to stir them up on the interior. Stir them until they get to the point that they get jealous for the things of you. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes.